You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. With solid growth in several sectors of the regional economy, Riverside County's unemployment rate dropped back below 4% last month, state officials reported Friday. The jobless rate in September, based on preliminary estimates, was 3.8%. That's compared to 4.7% in August, according to the California Employment Development Department. The rate was half of a percentage point lower than the year-ago level, when countywide unemployment stood at 4.3%. Roughly 42,000 residents were out of work in September, and about 1 million were employed, according to the EDD. Coachella had the highest unemployment rate countywide at 11.3%, followed by the unincorporated community of Cabazon at 8.5% and the unincorporated community of High Grove at 6.5%. The combined unemployment rate for Riverside and San Bernardino counties in September was 3.6%, down from 4.4% in August. The San Bernardino City Unified School District has been hit with a ransomware attack, locking faculty and staff out of their emails and forcing classes to proceed without Wi-Fi. The district's IT staff alerted administrators to the attack early Saturday. School district officials did not disclose what demands the hackers might have made, but did say that no taxpayer money had been paid in ransom as of Sunday evening. The San Bernardino Sun reports that the ransomware appears to have only affected servers that house the district's internal email network. In a statement, the district said that student and parent data is secure. The personal finance website WalletHub released its 2020 Best College and University rankings today, and three Inland Empire schools are on the top 10 list of best colleges and universities in California. Harvey Mudd College came in at number 4, Pomona College came in at number 6, and Claremont McKenna College came in at number 8. The list took into account such factors as admission rate, student-faculty ratio, on-campus crime, gender and racial diversity, and graduation rate. Firefighters this morning stopped the forward progress of a 20-acre brush fire in an unincorporated area of Hemet, authorities said. The fire was reported just before 1 a.m. at Warren and Old Mine Roads, the Riverside County Fire Department said. The fire had a slow rate of spread. Fire officials initially described it as a 10-acre fire and reported that at about 3:20 a.m. it had grown to 20 acres. Within minutes of reporting the fire's growth, fire officials said its forward progress had been stopped. No evacuations were ordered and no injuries were reported. There was no immediate word on how the blaze broke out. Park officials and community leaders say upgrades are in the works to help ease crowds following a spike in tourism to Joshua Tree National Park. The Desert Sun reports Saturday that annual attendance has nearly doubled in the past 5 years, leading to hour-long waits to enter the Southern California park and crammed parking lots. The Park Service has plans to demolish a fee booth and construct a new one with additional entry and exit lanes and automated fee pay stations. There are also plans for new visitor centers to accommodate larger crowds. State regulators grilled Pacific Gas and Electric officials at an emergency hearing Friday in San Francisco over last week's widespread power outages. California Public Utilities Commissioner Martha Guzman Aceves questioned PG&E President Bill Johnson.
Is your lack of preparedness and consideration for your customers a reflection that fundamentally you believe that you are entitled to them instead of having the privilege to serve them?
I don't believe anybody should think, and I certainly do not think, that you're entitled to your customers. I think our objective should be every day to make sure that we feel like we can't keep them and doing everything we can to keep them.
PG&E officials said they are stepping up planning so that future outages are more targeted and so that power is restored more quickly. The utility turned off electricity to more than 2 million people in Northern and Central California. The decision was made over concerns that strong winds could damage its equipment and touch off wildfires. For Empire KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.